Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk episode number 33. Well, it is March 1st, Ash Wednesday for those that are our Catholic brethren and sisters. It's hard to believe it's March already. I mean, spring is right around the corner. Easter is right around the corner. Just crazy how fast this year is going by. But thank you for joining us. I really appreciate you guys that have been listening all this time. I welcome all those that have just joined us recently. It's really cool. So this podcast is with Spoken's Matt Bayard. And Spoken, they're a band that's been around since the 90s. Spoken just tweeted recently, as recently as last week, that they are heading into the studio. So new music from them coming soon, so that's exciting. We'll have more on that a little bit later. We also have our Decent Christian Talk flashback of the week, and this week we are looking at an album called Fireproof by the band Pillar. This is an album that came out probably about 15 years ago, and that's an album that a lot of people consider the peak of Pillar. And so we're going to look at that album. First, we just kind of wanted to thank you guys for joining us. If you haven't already, check us out on our website, decentchristiantalk.com. That's our website. That's where everything gets posted. That's where you can go back through the archives and listen to some old shows, read some old interviews. And also, if you'd like to pitch a few dollars our way to help cover some of our costs, you can do that there. Just get on your laptop, go on decentchristiantalk.com. There's that donate button to the right-hand side of the page, and we would appreciate anything you guys could give us. Unfortunately, it's not free to run these type of things. Costs a little bit, not a whole lot, but just any little bit would help cover some of the costs that we have. And we definitely appreciate that and help keep us running and growing, for that matter. All right, so we're going to head into the Decent Christian Talk flashback of the week. As I mentioned before, it is by a band named Pillar, and this is Fireproof.
The Decent Christian Talk podcast flashback.
In 1999, members of Audio Adrenaline formed Flicker Records. One of the label's first signees was a band named Pillar, a band that formed in Kansas but eventually relocated to the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. After a few independent releases, Pillar made their Flicker Records debut with an album named Above. The album saw moderate success and showed promise for the band. In 2002, the band released their breakthrough record, Fireproof. The record successfully infused rock and hip-hop into a dynamic sound that gave the band more and more exposure. The record saw radio play for the title track, Fireproof, Echelon, and Further From Myself. In 2003, the band re-released Fireproof with remastered tracks on the mainstream MCA record label. This exposure would catapult the band into even more popularity, which led to the band winning the 2002 Dove Award for Hard Rock Album of the Year for Fireproof. The band would also go on to headline a night at the esteemed Cornerstone Festival. The band would release four more records before going on a hiatus. The band would come back, however, in 2015 with the release of One Love Revolution. None of these albums quite reached the height of popularity of Fireproof, but all are definitely worthy of a listen. Man, that was a really, really good album. You know, around that time I was in high school, 2002, I would have been a sophomore going into junior year. I remember listening to that album for the first time after hearing their debut on Flicker Records, and I just remember how impressed I was with how they've grown. That album just sounded just so much more like they had mastered their sound from the first album. And I remember seeing them live on that tour. I saw them a couple times on that album, actually. And they were hitting on all cylinders, as they say, with that album. And Fireproof is probably my favorite Pillar album. Where Do We Go From Here, which was the album after that, they kind of dropped a lot of the hip-hop influences and kind of went with more of a hard rock influence, which was okay. I liked Where Do We Go From Here, but Fireproof was probably my favorite. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, like POD, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit in that time. There was a lot of hip-hop and rock mixing together. And that was popular in that time, but I just really particularly liked the way the Pillar did it. They just really, they brought it to their own level. And, you know, it was recognized within the CCM community as they won the Dove Award. And, you know, that's an album that also holds up over time if you go back and listen to it. There's a lot of really good tracks on that album. It's really weird how you look back and see all those labels that popped up around that time from bands that started it out. I mean, the Newsboys had Impop Records. Of course, Toby had Goatee Records. And then Audio Adrenaline had Flicker Records. And you had a bunch of other ones in that time as well, but those are the ones that I remember popping up around that time, and a lot of great artists coming out of that batch of labels. And if you go and you look at a lot of these rosters from these labels, it's really interesting to see what's come from those labels. I mean, you have Matt Carney coming from Impop Records, you have Reliant K coming from Goatee Records. I don't know how accurate this is, but Wikipedia actually lists Lecrae as a former artist from Flicker Records, which to my knowledge, I don't remember anything. I don't remember them releasing anything from him, but I know they at least did some work with T-Bone. So anyway, just a lot of really cool stuff from that era, and that's cool. Our interview with the week. Our interview of the week, I can't talk, is with Spoken's Matt Baird. And Spoken, like I mentioned before, they're a band that's been around a while. They've put out a lot of music, and they're actually heading to the studio to work on their ninth album, which is crazy to think about. This interview is actually a little dated. It happened at Creation Fest, so, you know, as you listen, you'll hear us talk a little bit about their plans for the fall. So just in that context, just so you guys know, that happened. This interview took place last summer, but I thought we would play this with the news that they're heading into the studio. That's exciting. We'll definitely keep you posted on our Twitter account, DC Talk Act 2, and follow us on there for any more news from Spoken. But without further ado, here is our interview with Spoken's Matt Bayard.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
So I saw you guys are like posting your sets online. How long have you guys been doing that? Like for upcoming shows?
I don't know. I saw that we did it. I didn't do it. It was okay. Our drummer probably. I think with Creation it's kind of a different thing because with on the City Rock Fest tour we knew what we were gonna play each night, uh-huh. But yet it was one of those things like I think a lot of people like just videoed a lot of stuff so they could just go see. But with it being a longer set. Today, we're bringing back some older stuff cool. That we haven't played in a while.
Very so. Nice. You guys have been around for a while. How has the music industry for you guys changed since you guys started in the 90s?
Yeah, 1996 is when the band started. First record came out in 97. You know, I think it's one of those things, like, bands came through this phase of, like, wanting to be a different band, like, who could they copy, who could they whatever. When Under Oath came out with Chasing Safety, everybody wanted to be Under Oath, and then Norma Jean murdered it with everything they put out, and so everyone wanted to be Norma Jean. And then The Chariot came out and everyone wanted to be a chaos metal band, so I think that was a while. But then again, I think now it's kind of taken a turn of where people are taking small influences of bands and building their own, and I think it's really cool. It's still just as hard to tour as ever. Mm-hmm. You still crash at a Walmart parking lot a lot. You still have good shows, bad shows, as far as attendance goes. But luckily, you should never base your performance off of how many people are there. So whether it's 2 people or 2,000, you should do the same.
Yeah.
I think a lot of bands, they've been weeded out. Bands that would normally show up and just complain about everything, I think they're starting to embrace the fact that they get to play music.
Yeah.
And so, I'm not saying that won't change again. You'll have people being complainers again, but they'll get weeded out.
Cool. How is the business aspect of being in music? I know you're on Tooth and Nail for a while, and now you're on Artery Recordings,
yep.
Am I right? How have you made that progression throughout?
You know, we did 3 records in the beginning on a label called Metro One Records, small independent label out of California. Then we did 3 records on Tooth and Nail, fulfilled the obligation there. We're like, let's see what else is going on. We did a record on E1, our Illusion record was on E1, and it was just a 1-album deal, which is awesome, that's cool. If you don't like it, you're free to do something else. If you do like it, you can at least be like, hey, let's do something else, you know, let's sign again. But in that process, there were some changes at the label with E1 where they were kind of focusing on different types of music and movies and stuff like that. And so Artery actually approached us and were like, hey, we want to put out your new record. And we're like, cool. That's a totally different niche that we've never been in. Let's do it. So, I mean, the business is always, there's some people you can trust, some people you can't. That's because they're human beings. And there are some human beings you can trust, some you can't. Most you probably can't. But if you believe it when you see it with stuff, you didn't have your hopes up too much. Instead of just believing promises that people are going to make, experience it, live it. You know, hire people to work with you, not for you. Build a team around your band that has the best interest of the band in mind, but yet also the best interest of the fan. And so everyone work together and don't take yourself too seriously.
What are you guys doing this fall, touring-wise?
Well, still summer-wise, right after Creation, we go out with 10 Years and He Is Legend. We just got added to another tour for August, September, which I don't think it's been announced yet, so I don't know if I can, whatever. Okay. I've never heard of them.
Okay.
But it's an active rock band who's done pretty well. I'd also never heard of Volbeat before we toured with them, and that was the biggest tour we've ever done. So,
okay.
In the fall, we go out with Red and Disciple.
Cool.
How would you describe your sound to someone that's never seen you live and only heard you record it? Because I've seen you live multiple times, and it's, I feel like it's a lot heavier live than it is recorded. How would you explain?
I think it's one of those things where, you want to capture what's best for the song on the record. You want something that stands the test of time. You want stuff, whatever. But, I mean, I think live automatically should be a little more aggressive no matter what, kind of no matter what band it is. You know, it's going to be a little more raw no matter what, I mean, sonically. But then you add the performance aspect to it. Honestly, sometimes, like, you're performing, you're all over the stage, you're in awkward situations, you're standing on weird things, you're trying to breathe, therefore you're taking bigger breaths to hit notes, it's going to be more aggressive. And then if you were to add a band being on tour for a month before they hit the stage, wherever it is you're there, they're tired, they got to work harder anyway, so a lot of times you push harder, a lot of times whatever. But I think with us, like, we love heavy music, so we try to keep some of the songs in our set that are more controlled and just kind of like, oh, cool, that's a hard rock song. And then there's some that's just like, that's brutal. So you kind of mesh them a little bit together, kind of on accident. But
So really quickly, so I heard that there's a guy in your band that plays with Disciple as well. Is that true?
Josiah from Disciple filled in on guitar for us on the City Rock Fest tour.
Does he talk trash on Disciple when he's with you, and then talk trash on Spoken when he's with Disciple?
We tried. He's just one of the nicest dudes on earth. I don't know that he could talk trash if he had to.
A pretty solid name is Josiah.
He's just kind.
That's his name too.
Yeah.
But did it wear him out? How many days was that tour? I mean, you talked about how touring can be grueling sometimes.
Well, I mean, because I don't believe in days off. And so anytime that there wasn't a show with Disciple and 7 Day Slumber or whatever, I would book acoustic shows or try to book shows on our own as a full band apart from that. I think that was during, Easter was right in the middle of it. But I went home and did 9 services at Easter at church. And so I don't know. I think there are 3 days during that 3 months I didn't do anything. Huh. So.
Well, I think that's all the time we have. Thanks
Perfect.
For
it. Thank you guys very much.
That was our interview with Spoken's Matt Bayard. Really like to thank him for giving us a little bit of time last summer. And it's really awesome to talk with these guys that have been in the music business for you know, an extended period of time. I mean, they, you know, as we listened, you know, they've been around since the 90s. And so they've kind of saw this evolution of the music industry that we've seen over this time. And then, you know, they've got a lot of wisdom when it comes to, you know, the business side of it. And I know that fascinates a lot of people. That might be boring for some people, but I think it's cool to see that side of it. And, you know, bands kind of have to redefine the way they make money because of that. And a lot of them have to go on the road a lot more to make ends meet. A lot of people, quite frankly, do bands more as a part-time thing now. And, you know, they got a full-time job and then tour when they can. And just, they can't, you know, because of the way the music industry is, they can't do it full-time anymore. But anyway, I'm excited to hear more from them. And, you know, as I mentioned before, they're heading into the studio to work on their 9th album. That's exciting. I'm excited to hear more from them. Some recent albums, heading into some news part of this podcast, some recent albums that have come out. There's a band, brand new band, just signed to Solid State Records called Death Therapy. The guy that kind of heads that up was the lead vocalist from Becoming the Archetype, if some of you remember that band. And this is kind of a electronic-infused metal type thing, and I think I compared them to Nine Inch Nails a little bit before. I think it's only eight tracks or so this album, but it's really strong. There's two or three songs on there, one particularly with Andrew Schwab from Project 86 that I really like. So if you're into that kind of electronic death metal scene, you definitely want to check that out. A Blast from the Past, Acceptance, released an album. It's been probably close to 15 years since their last album. But Aaron Sprinkle went into the studio with them, and they put out an absolutely fantastic album. You can definitely hear Aaron Sprinkle's influences. This is more of a synth-driven sound for Acceptance. I know that on their last album they were more of a guitar-driven band, and they definitely still have that, but there's definitely more synths incorporated into their sound, and I really dig it. It's really cool. Sounds fresh. That's an exciting time when you have a band like that come back and put out good music like that. There's a group called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Lael. They just released I don't know if it's an album or an EP, but I actually just found this out recently. I haven't even got to listen to this, so I can't really give you much of an opinion. But I really have enjoyed some of their stuff that they have put out before, and so I can't imagine this would be bad, I guess you would say. And then one last one I want to mention, Passion. Their band, the band that they play with at their conferences, they released their annual record. I've only gotten to listen to it a time or two. There's a couple tracks that stand out for me. There's one with Crowder and Hillsong United that I really dug. It's hard for me to, a lot of times these albums, because there's so many of them, they're hard to remember. There's always a track or two that stand out, and then you kind of get lost with the rest of them, but it's definitely worth a listen, especially for those that might be involved with music ministry in their church. There's definitely some songs on there that you'll want to, that are worth taking a listening to. A couple other things, before we head off into the sunset, Priceless, I think it's podcast number 22. We did an interview with For King and Countries, Matt Smallbone, that movie just recently came out on DVD. Did I say Matt Smallbone? I meant Joel Smallbone. I don't know where Matt came from. But that, like I said, that movie just came out on DVD. It's all over Walmart. I think it's on iTunes or Amazon Video. I think it's actually coming to Redbox soon. Not heard anything about Netflix, but that might be also in the future. I would encourage you to check this film out. It's really cool. A lot of my friends have gotten to check it out since it's come out on DVD, and they've really, they were really impressed by it. If you want to go back into the archives on episode 22 and listen to that interview, go right ahead. It's one of the one of my favorite interviews I've done. Like I've mentioned before, I grew up as a fan of these guys' sister, Rebecca St. James, and I actually remember those guys touring with her, and just to see where they've come from and see what they've become is really cool. But check that out, Priceless. It's in stores on DVD as we speak. The Shack is out in theaters, I believe, this weekend. Kind of a controversial movie. There's a lot of pushback against this movie, but it's definitely worth noting. There's a soundtrack that a lot of artists are involved with, Hillsong United, Lecrae, Skillet, a lot of other artists. But that film is also available to watch in theaters as we speak. Some weird news coming from the world of sports. Daytona 500 was this past weekend, for those of you that are NASCAR fans. And I noticed a car being raced near the end. There wasn't a whole lot of cars left because there were so many wrecks, but the K-Love car, the number 95 car, the Michael McDowell is the driver of that car, and for some of you that know stock car racing, but actually K-Love, that's the K-Love car, and it finished in the top 15 of the Daytona 500, which is the biggest NASCAR race of the year. So I'm not sure if listeners supported K-Love is sponsoring this car from their listener supported money. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that, but I just thought it was cool to see that, even though I'm not really that big of a K-Love fan. The Oscars were this weekend. For those of you that are movie fans, La La Land won the Best Picture. This film, I'm not really into musicals that much, but I really enjoyed this film. It kind of talks a little bit about, the decisions that we make affecting our... I'm sorry, what? Oh, La La Land did not win. Moonlight won. Moonlight? Okay. All right, well, I didn't really have anything prepared for Moonlight. I think it had that actor that was is in House of Cards and Luke Cage. I like him. He's good. La La Land didn't win, though, I guess. Okay. All right. Whatever. Anyway, that's really the end of our news for this podcast. Wanted to make an announcement. We are now, we've been trying to expand our reach on all platforms as possible, and we are now available on the Snapchat app. And our username on there is DCT Podcast. So if those of you that are on Snapchat, you want to add us. Not real sure what we're going to do on there. We're probably going to make some announcements on there about upcoming podcasts. Really, we're hoping to use that as when we get to attend some shows in the future. We'll be able to use that and be a little more interactive with that. We're also on Instagram. We've announced that before, but that's still pretty recent. Our Instagram account is DC Talk Podcast. I think we've been around for about a month, and we already have over 700 followers on there. So that's cool. Really thank you guys for supporting us. We're still on Twitter, DC Talk Act 2. We're on Facebook, Decent Christian Talk. There's a discussion group on there, and there's also a fan page if you guys want to check that out. We're on iTunes. We're on YouTube. If you haven't already, go to iTunes and subscribe to us and give us a good review. That would really help us out. And like I mentioned before, of course, our website, DecentChristianTalk.com. You can donate to us there. You can also subscribe to us by just giving us your email address, and every time we post something, you'll just get a little notification in your email box about what we just posted, and that's completely free to you. That just helps us stay connected and make sure that you're aware of what we're doing. But that's it for the week. We thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you next time. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.